Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Charmaine. I welcome you to the Way of Life program. Allow me to share a word for the church that I came across most recently. It is from the year 1995, and I know and I believe it's still relevant for this era we are in, because the Word of God is alive and active. It's not dead. So the Word of the Lord to the church. The Lord says, I will put in the hearts of those who love me a passion for righteousness. Their desire will be the Lord their God, and I will take them beyond gifts and ministry into the understanding of their Father. They will know me as they know their name. Then will my strength be upon you, and you shall do exploits for my kingdom. Did not my word declare, the people who know their God shall be strong and do exploits? For your strength is in knowing me, and your ability to do comes out of my strength. For many have grown weary and faint because they are only concerned about working for me. They do not know who they are working for. They have dedicated their lives to my work and not me. Hear my people, my desire is for you to know me, says the Lord. And that word came from Prophet Lamont Sandy out of Friends of Jesus International Ministries in Trinidad and Tobago. So let's talk about the doers will stand. This is the word I'm sharing with you today. The seeds are the foundation for all trees with seeds. In the seed is the tree that has the same nature of the seed. But in order for the tree to come forth, the seed must abide in the soil or the ground. In Psalm 1 verse 2, we see the keys of the entire chapter in verse 2, which reads, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. What is the law? The law is the word of God. It is not only the Ten Commandments, it is every word that comes forth from the Lord. Whenever He speaks, it is permanent. Jesus is the parable of the sower, said to His disciples. Jesus, in the parable of the sower, said to His disciples in Luke 8:11, the seed is the word of God. What has been called to careful attention here is man's delight. But why should this be made mention of? You see, if we do not delight in something, it is difficult for us to meditate upon it. While we were living in sin, it was quite easy for us to meditate on the things we did because we delighted ourselves in doing them. It was a joy for us and we found pleasure in them. But we must have the same attitude towards the Word of God. His Word must be joy to us and pleasurable. As we take this step, it will be comfortable for us to meditate upon the Word of the Lord. Many of us have been pondering deeply on circumstances day and night. If we are anticipating to stand against that which is coming in the months and years ahead, we must begin to delight ourselves in the word of our Lord, which is the key for meditation on His word. When we meditate upon the word of the Lord, it is likened unto the seed hid in the soil, and it remains. Once it is in that soil day and night, germination begins to take place. The tree that is in that seed will begin to come forth, and it will grow into its full potential. As we read on a little further in the verse 3 of Psalms chapter 1, we are able to see that the life of the seed, which is the word, does as it remains in man. It reads, there are like trees planted along the river bank. That same seed has now become a tree planted by the rivers of water because of the meditation on the word of God. Fruit is coming forth from the tree, and men no longer have a problem of identifying the tree, for it is known by its fruit. The word declares bearing fruit each season. Every fruit of that tree has a seed in it. So the manifestation of the fruit has the nature of the seed in it. The seed is the word of God, and in the word of God is the nature of God. Therefore, the tree is the life of God, and that same life is in the fruit. And the fruit of God is the fruit of the Spirit of God, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22-23. When men see the fruit, they will know what tree it is. You shall be known by your fruit. Not only will you bring forth fruit, but your leaf also shall not wither. There will always be a soundness about you because of the life of God. In the following verse, we can see that there is increase and he succeeds in everything he does, for it reads, and whatever he does shall prosper. All of these blessings occur when we delight ourselves in the word of the Lord and meditate on it day and night continually. You will not be shaken by the storms of life. You will be grounded and immovable. You will be able to stand and bring change wherever you are and wherever you go. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verses 7 to 8, but if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples, and this brings great glory to my Father. Hear the word of the Lord. I have exalted my word, and I will exalt it again, said the Lord. For my word shall be the ruling and the governing factor upon the whole earth, saith the Lord. Shalom. You can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page, www.starcomnetwork.net. Look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program from 3-4 years back coming to present. Have a blessed evening.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.